performances so far haven't been up to standard. Well, it's been rectified tonight, you've got to say.
Yeah, I suppose scoreline potentially looks a little bit flattering. Game was a close game until the sending off, but credit to all that. Like I say, they've played well, they put in a right good shift, we've worked really, really hard and got a deserved result. They're always good football matches against FC, because both teams will try and play, and again, that was no different. I thought we started really, really brightly first 10 minutes. They had a spell where we probably just dropped a little bit. When I say a little bit deep, I mean probably 10 yards too deep with the back four. We really need to go and push against them to stop them getting that space in behind, because for once we sort of changed our system a little bit and they had a spare man in midfield, so we need to stop that. But once we dealt with that, we had some chances ourselves. Got away with one right in half time, and again, might have made a different game, but second half, obviously sending off changes of the game, we score from the free kick, and it's sort of plain sailing from there, if you like.
Matty Hughes made his first start for Fylde, played the full 90 minutes. He must be delighted with the way he plays today.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference to us, because he gives us a threat going in behind, and he's a very good player, plain and simple. So he'd be a massive addition to any squad, certainly in this league, and probably above. So to have him back is great, and it gives us, like I say, another option and a slightly different way of playing, if you like.
A few of the centre backs are out injured at the moment. How far are Dom and Josh from returning to the team?
Josh is going to be probably another month. I think he's due to go back to the fracture clinic in the next couple of weeks. If you get a positive on his X-ray, then he can start sort of stepping up a little bit. But probably in terms of action, he's probably a month away. Dom, Saturday may come a little bit too soon, but he's certainly not too far, and it obviously helps us now with games only being Saturday, barring any sort of cup replays and whatnot, where gives us a little bit of time to get people and for people to recover from little niggles and knocks, if you like.
It was a 4-0 win tonight, raising a few eyebrows across the league. Do you think any teams will have sat up and took a lot more notice of us now?
I don't think take no more notice of us, because from the start of the season, people know what we're about. We've just got to make sure we keep improving. We can't afford to stand still from where we were last year, and we've still not hit the standards we did last year. We knew that it was always going to be tougher, because, like I say, people ultimately are going to try and stop us playing, and I was very aware of that. Again, you try and get that across to the players, whether they were, I'm not too sure. But hopefully, the start of the season showed me it's going to be a lot tougher this year. We've been obviously upset in terms of squad selection and things with injury has not helped, but you've got to deal with it. I'd much rather happen now at the start of the season than in sort of after Christmas, if you like. So we've just got to keep digging in, keep getting results. If we can get some bodies back healthy, great. If we need to go and get some players in, then so be it, but keep picking up results, and like you say, when we get all our players back fit, hopefully you'll then see the true us.
Okay, cheers, Charlie. Good luck Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.